What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Paul here coming at you. Just touching down. It's the last day of 2020, December 31st, New Year's Eve. Got a light day for dog walks. Of course, most of you know that have listened, my wife and I are totally self-employed. Our main income right now is our pet sitting and dog walking business that we mostly operate. But we're in the middle of expanding and growing it into a company, bringing on a team of dog walkers and pet sitters. But we are still excited about our Amway business. We love our customers. We can't wait for a future team. I just wanted to touch down and kind of just have some more conversation about the mindset of business ownership and just stepping across that line, especially if you're an employee right now and you're dreaming of, I'd operate my own business. If I was able to leave this job, I'd love to just run my own business, you know? And what that entails, though, is the same type of discipline, the same type of effort that it takes to do a really good job as an employee, you know? Most of the time, though, what you're running into in a normal business is, let's say you're a really good baker and you decide to start a bakery. Well, now not only are you a slave to your job, you know, basically own your job, but now you're doing three or four or five other things that you really don't know how to do that you need to be doing, or else your business will shut down, such as marketing, accounting, you know, customers, all that different stuff, you know. And the beauty of the Amway business is that most of all of the difficulties that it takes to run a normal business, to grow a normal or a traditional type of company, are not there. And what we're able to do is really step into a turnkey business that, if you have the right mindset, you could utilize to grow your enterprise, to fuel your dreams and all that. But this is the thing, though. Somebody called the Dave Ramsey Show the other day. Dave Ramsey is a world-renowned finance and wealth. He runs a talk show host. There's so many facets to what they do. Entree leadership, you know, helping small businesses grow their teams, their profits, and all the different stuff. And somebody called and said, hey, my friend showed me the Amway business, and I'm wondering, do you think it's a good idea for me to do it? And luckily, Dave Ramsey knows, because 9 times out of 10, most people just shove MLMs, network marketing. Some people even still call them pyramid schemes, which, by the way, there are scams and schemes out there. But most people have a general knowledge of what really is going on, and Dave does. And he said, look, I know several people, folks, you know, good friends of his that are making big, big money in Amway, you know, double dimes. Larry and Pam Winters are actually one of those couples, because I know that they run in the same crowd as the foundations and charities and stuff. And so anyways, he said, look, if you're going to succeed in that sort of business, you got to be really good at sales, and you got to really enjoy sales, which, again, for the Amway business is getting really good at selling products. That's really step one in this business. You really shouldn't, your upline should be showing people the plan and doing all that for you when you first get started. But when you first get started, excuse me, yeah, you can share that idea, great. But I would really recommend getting really good at the sales portion. That's something we're in the middle of doing right now. And make, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month in sales. You know, get you 10 or 20 customers that are ordering every other month or whatever. Get your business up to 300 PV, 600 PV, and 1,000 PV all on your own. And of course, if you're running 1,000 PV here in America, you're getting your bonus, which I believe is a couple hundred bucks, something like that. I haven't looked at the compensation plan in a while, actually. And then all your retail profits, which could be, you know, anywhere $300, $400, $500, maybe even $600 or something. So you're making good money. Then now you're ready to go out and share this idea, but you're not sharing it with everybody. The mistake that we all make in this business, most of us, we think everybody is a prospect. In fact, when I first got started, that literally was kind of the idea. Who do I show the plan to? Grab a mirror, hold it under their nose, and if it fogs up, show them the plan. It really was the mud on the wall technique, and it's so funny that people actually thought that was a good idea. The issue is there's a ton of employee type people getting into the business, and you know, anyway, so you get really good at sales, you really like sales, and then you get really good at recruiting and training. Excuse me. And training. And you get a drink of water. And that is how you run an Amway business. You are really good at sales and you really enjoy sales, whether that being product or conveying the idea, which again, you shouldn't be selling the idea to anybody. You share the idea, and the right people who are also good at sales, really enjoy sales, or really, really want to learn sales, which by the way, this business is one of the best workshops of business you can ever do. Get started. You literally can run your business. And now it's not, you don't own Amway. You are an independent contractor that is licensed through Amway to sell its products. And so you don't really need to start your own separate business. Yeah, you can name it, but it's really about, hey, I'm a Amway distributor. I am an independent contractor with Amway. We sell world-class premium home health and beauty products. Would you like to, do you have an interest in some of those areas? You know what I'm saying? And you sell, but you help people find what they need, help people solve problems. And then you have a big old burly customer retail business. And now people are like, hey, and I really like to make some extra money. Like, well, I'm doing something but to be honest, you got to really enjoy sales in the right light. By the way, most of the time when you say sales, people they think of like a used car salesman. You have to be careful with the word sales. And what I mean though is you have to be okay and excited about being in the asking business or being in the, and it's not even that, we've talked about it before. When you really think about it, you really know your product and you really know the problem it can solve, you're actually motivated to reach out to people or motivated to say, hey, look, I'm not trying to bug you, honestly, but I have a product that I represent that I really think might help solve this issue that you told me about the other day. Obviously, can't promise anything, but if you'd like to try it, please go ahead. And just give them the product to try. Because by the way, that's a sample. You can write that stuff off. Telling you guys, Nutrilite, Artistry, Nutrilite's where it's at, especially right now with the pandemic. Anyway, so with Amway, the people that are succeeding are people that really enjoy sales, and that really enjoy and are really good at recruiting and training. Because this business usually is a high turnover business. Now, when you're recruiting the right way, or you're actually thinking about what if you had to pay this guy, if every IBO that you bring onto your team, what if you had to pay them 40 grand a year to do stuff, to sell products or to whatever it is, you'd be way more selective. You wouldn't just go find some guy to fog up a mirror. You'd make sure this guy, wait, can you sell? What have you done in sales? Oh, I've sold magazines. I've done all this. Okay, cool. That's check one. But what are some of your goals? Do they line up with where I'm going? So the more you can get into that business owner mindset and really running a company and putting the right people on the bus, and eventually the right seats on the bus. That's more of a traditional company where you're actually, you know, here we're just duplicating the same thing where I run a successful small retail business with my Amway customers and I set up another outlet that I get credit for because I'm mentoring and leading and starting it. So anyway, it's a wonderful business. I love it. We're looking forward to doing more and more with it. And I just wish you guys all the best in 2021. Go out there, get your mindset right, grow your business. But really just focusing on what this business is and how it actually works and not getting all wrapped up in the hype. and certainly not thinking everybody is a prospect. Now, everybody kind of is for maybe a product, and maybe for the opportunity, but not really though for the opportunity. You know, we're not in the charity business where, hey, you can get registered, then I'll do a bunch of work for you in depth. Yeah, you might do that to grow the business. That's nothing wrong with that. But full knowing that this guy that is really excited about it, you're not leaning on him to start taking action. Again, this business is all about taking action and moving volume. If you have 1,000 people in your group that aren't doing anything, but they're going to lead you to the next great person. So, you know, and by the way, the wrong people will lead you to the wrong people. Very rarely will they find you a gem. So you got to start with the right people, and they're going to already know and associate with the right folks. So anyways, guys, listen to your upline. I'm just sharing my thoughts. I've been in this business for 20 years, almost 20 years, 18. Our highest pin level has been 2,500. We've had customers that have purchased with us for 15 years. I mean, it's really an incredible business. We want to do it bigger, but guys, the diamonds are breaking right now in LTD. So anyways, we'll talk to you guys soon. God bless. Over and out.